The mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida last week has sparked gun control rallies across the country. On Tuesday, the push for stricter gun regulations arrived at the steps of the Vermont State House, and VPR's Peter Hirschfeld was there.
Gina Montalto was 14.
There were 17 victims of the shooting rampage at Marjorie Stone Mason Douglas High School last week. And the 200 or so people who showed up for the rally on Tuesday morning went silent for a few minutes while organizers recited the names of the dead.
Alex Shatter was 14.
The tragedy has renewed calls for stricter gun laws across the country. In many cases, it's the nation's youth who are asking for legislative action. And on Tuesday, that role fell to 19-year-old Leah Sagan-Dworsky.
And it's enough. I don't want to be afraid anymore.
That's Sagan-Dworsky there, her voice booming from a finicky amplifier that was set up for the event. Sagan-Dworsky says lawmakers can begin to eradicate that fear by passing the gun bills that are under consideration in Montpelier.
I'm tired. I'm tired of the fear. I'm scared. We need to pass these laws so that we're safer. We're safer in society.
Proponents of stricter gun laws in Vermont have their eyes on one bill in particular.
I would like to see a background check bill passed.
That's Clay Lasher-Summers, the executive director of Gun Sense Vermont. She's referring to a bill that would require background checks for private gun sales in Vermont. The legislation has been stuck in the Senate Judiciary Committee since last year. Lasher-Summers hopes the events in Florida last week and the resulting call for action will break the logjam.
I believe that every child has a right to live and go to school and feel safe, and that's not what's happening across the country, and it's not what's happening in Vermont.
Frankly, if I thought that background checks would do anything to help avoid a situation like the one down there, I would vote for it in a second.
That's Bennington County Senator Dick Sears, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Sears notes that the alleged shooter in Parkland passed a background check. He says guns used in other mass shootings have also been purchased through legal avenues by people who successfully passed background checks. Sears is one of the committee's three votes against the background check legislation, and he says he doesn't think his panel's position is going to change. Instead, Sears says he's focused on a bill that would allow police to get a court order to seize a firearm from someone they suspect is dangerous. Caledonia County Senator Joe Benning is another member of the Senate Judiciary Committee who opposes the background check bill. Benning also says there's no reason to believe a background check would have prevented the massacre in Parkland, but he says empowering cops to take guns from dangerous people might. Benning says his support for that approach intensified after the near miss at a school in Fairhaven last week. That's when police arrested a man they suspected of plotting a school shooting.
Because it demonstrates that police do have situations where they recognize a problem in advance and can take appropriate steps to interdict where necessary.
But the background check bill might not need to make it out of the Judiciary Committee this year to get a vote on the Senate floor. Here's Senate Majority Leader Becca Ballin.
There is pent-up frustration within the caucus on this issue that people want to have an open discussion about it.
Ballant says she expects the background check provision to be added on to legislation as an amendment on the Senate floor. She says she doesn't have a hard vote count on the bill yet, but she says if the vote were taken today, she thinks it would pass. Gun rights advocates will be working hard to make sure that doesn't happen. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.